The self-declared Islamic State has been very successful at attracting recruits from many corners of the globe. As we're about to hear, that includes Southeast Asia. Muslim radicals in Indonesia have been traveling in growing numbers to join ISIS in Syria. And as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta, there is concern about what could happen if and when these fighters return home.
Last year, a Muslim militant from East Java traveled to Syria. Indonesian media identified him as Salim Mubarak Atamimi. From Syria, he posted a video in which he threatens Indonesia's military and police.
If you don't come to us, we will come to you. We will come back to Indonesia to enforce God's law. This must begin with fighting against you and by slaughtering each one of you, one by one.
Some militants loyal to ISIS are already operating in Indonesia. In the jungles of central Sulawesi province, hundreds of police special forces are hunting a man called Abu Warda Santoso. He commands a group called the Mujahideen of East Indonesia, which reportedly has several dozen men and is suspected of recent attacks on civilians and police in central Sulawesi. Santoso's videos include battle hymns. Last year, he recorded a pledge of allegiance to ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Sungguh, kami seperti kaum yang memiliki hutang peat setelah menunggu sekian lama.
We have been like long-suffering debtors until today when Allah allows us to declare allegiance to you. Accordingly, we say we are your soldiers in East Indonesia.
Sydney Jones is director of the Institute for Policy Analysis of Conflict in Jakarta. She estimates that between 100 and 200 Indonesians have joined ISIS in Syria. How many will come home is hard to say. She says some of them want to create Islamic states in Muslim-majority parts of Southeast Asia, including southern Thailand, Malaysia, Brunei, Indonesia, and the southern Philippines. These would then join the worldwide caliphate led by ISIS. Jones says that scenario is attractive to militants, but it's not realistic.
It's never worked, and it will never work, because what you need to do is to be able to control territory. That's what makes the Islamic State so attractive to the radical fringe now in a way that Al-Qaeda was not able to do. They actually have territory they control and are setting up a real government.
Jones adds that the war in Syria has split Indonesia's Islamic radical community. She says that those who want to come home and wage jihad in Indonesia tend to join ISIS, while those who don't tend to join ISIS's rivals, the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra Front. She says it all boils down to an ideological debate.
The people who support the Al-Nusra Front basically say that you can't just declare any Muslim as a kafir or a non-believer if you don't agree with them, which is effectively what ISIS is saying.
The situation in Syria now echoes the 1990s when Indonesian militants journeyed to Afghanistan. They came home with military training, money, and ties to Al-Qaeda. This helped them pull off the 2002 Bali bombings, which killed more than 200 people. Irfan Idris, a spokesman for the National Counterterrorism Agency, says the Indonesian government can and should revoke the passports of militants to prevent them from going to Syria.
Indonesia still needs to enforce the law more firmly so that zealous but ill-informed citizens don't go to Syria, think they're heroes, then return home, run amok, and destroy anybody who is different from them.
Irfan says that so far, though, the government hasn't revoked any militants' passports. Indonesia's new president, Joko Widodo, meanwhile, insists that Indonesia will defeat the terrorists by relying more on education and less on security measures. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.